Smells like egg whites.
What else does it smell like, Ted?
Espresso.
All right. Egg white and espresso flavored burps.
Dude, that should be my new hit single. Egg whites and espresso. No yolks. Just whites. Two shots, man. Espresso tight.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex. B-Tech Smith and Steve Mex, you are now entering the Mega Car. The Mega Car.
What's up, Egg Whites?
Oh, what up, what up?
What up, what up?
What up, what espresso? Up, what up?
You know, just energizing people.
We gonna keep that freestyle in there?
Oh, yeah. I wish I would have caught the burp that started it. People just got to make one up in their own head and then fire off the megacast.
Yeah, then figure out what was happening there.
That's right. It was good to see you, Ted, man. How you doing?
Pretty good, man.
Good
you
day.
Know, middle of the week.
Yep. Yeah.
That's always my answer on Wednesday. Like, unless I'm having like a very exceptional Wednesday, I'm just like, I'm all right. It's Wednesday.
Do you have there's a certain person that we work with, not at our radio station, at one of our sister stations, that I always see just walking the halls. And every time I see him, I'm like, hey, man, how's it going? And he'll ask me, and I'll always vary up my answer. Sometimes I'm like, kind of dragging ass today, or doing good today, or feeling alive.
Yeah.
Every time I see him, he goes, doing good, another day. No, what was it? Living the dream, another day, another dollar. Every time.
Every time?
Every time. And it's just like, come on. Is this just your stock response?
Well, apparently.
Yeah. I remember one time many years ago when I worked at another radio station, there was a morning guy, and he was the type of guy that was, he would like walk the halls and try and be Mr. Ambassador for all the cluster of radio stations.
Yeah.
And he thought it was cool to like walk the halls and say, how's it going? How's it going? Right? And he would never stop to hear how's it going.
So then what's the point?
Right. It's just I'm showing my face. I'm looking like I'm a guy. Hey, everybody, how's it going? Oh, you're doing good. All right. How's it going? And I'm like, yeah, it was Kermit the Frog. He did mornings at one point at CBS Radio. No,
yeah, that sucks.
And so I got to the point where I said, screw it. I'm just going to tell him it's not going well and see what happens. And so it was like this running joke. He'd walk by our office. Hey, Steve, how's it going? I'd be like, nah, it's doing real essy. He's already
no
off.
Reaction.
He's already off to the next office. How's it going?
Yeah, that is one thing. You know, it's funny. That's a very American thing, too, to always be like, how you doing? But you don't really care.
No, if somebody told you how they're doing, all you're thinking is, why are they telling me how they're doing?
Right. Like, I mean, you know, like I generally give like honest answers. How you doing today? Like, oh, great. Or, you know, like, I've been better.
Yeah.
You know, I do like, like there's like an understood language among some people here at work. You know, like there's a few.
I love this pet peeves at work.
Well, like there's different levels, right? So everybody like, so you have kind of peers on different radio stations that are on kind of your level.
Yeah.
So one guy was funny one day. This was in December. He was like, how you doing? I just kind of went, and he goes, yep, right there with you.
It's my time of the month as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, we're on the same cycle.
Yeah, it was just weird. Like, neither of us had to say a word. We just kind of understood, like, yep. Yep.
Yeah, I know exactly how you feel.
Yeah.
Let's just keep it going. And then I just, man, not to bitch about our coworkers. Then there's always the one coworker, at least. I don't know if you deal with this, and it's not a shot at you, because you aren't staying late in the eyes of our typical 9-to-5 employees here.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know what I mean? So even if you were here till 8 o'clock, no, those people would not even know that you're here that late, right?
Right.
Whereas if I'm here at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, which more often than not I am, I mean, a couple days of the week, doesn't feel all that late to me. But their idea of small talk every time is, what are you doing here so late? I'm like, I have work to do. Wow, this is really late. I mean, like, how early are you up? How long have you been here? I'm like, we've had this conversation 2 days ago, man. Like, for the last 5 years, we have had this exact same conversation. And I'm trying to be nice every time. I'm like, be nice to the guy. I know he's going to ask me that. Why am I here so late? And I'm going to give him the same answer I do every time. And it's going to say, how many hours do you work? And it's just going to constantly be this Groundhog's Day every day with this guy. But I just want to finally be at the guy and be like, look, sometimes I'm here late.
Just shake him by the shoulders.
Enough of this.
Right?
Why are you so annoying every day?
Right? Stop coming by my office.
Right? And stop talking to me about why I'm here so late. And in turn, what you're doing is you're keeping me here late.
Yeah, maybe that's why you're here late.
I would be gone 5 minutes earlier if I had not had to talk to a dip-ass like you. And that person is Miles Montgomery. No, I'm kidding. Ted, why don't we get our push-ups out of the way?
Yeah.
Otherwise, we're going to be here late.
We are going to be. What are you doing here so late, dude?
When are you going to do your push-ups, man? I thought you did the push-ups at the beginning of the podcast. This one's by request.
All right.
It's from Donut Gary.
Donut Gary. You know what, Donut Gary? I respect that.
It's a great name.
I love donuts. This Gary just said, the hell with it. I'm putting it in my name.
Right. That is the name. It's not his Twitter handle, but that's his name on Twitter, Donut Gary.
I like that.
Yes. He says, hey, boys, big fans. Thanks for turning me on to Run the Jewels.
Oh, dope. Oh, huge announcement, Steve.
What is that?
I'm going to Run the Jewels in February.
What night is that?
It's a Tuesday.
Huge announcement, Ted. I will not be going with you.
I thought you were about to be like, I'm going with you. Like, all right, you can have the other one.
I would love to go. There's no way.
Yeah, Tuesday night.
Tuesday nights are tough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I just saw Weezer's coming on a Sunday. And at first I was like, ah, Sunday night, I'm not going. It's in Everett. Who wants to drive all the way to Everett when you live in Puyallup?
Yeah.
Well, they just announced yesterday, this show's been moved to the Showbox. Oh, man, that does sound kind of cool seeing Weezer at the Showbox.
Yeah.
Right?
On a Sunday.
That doesn't sound cool, though.
No.
But let's get back to Run the Jewels. He says, hey, can we get 10 to Stay Gold from their latest record, Keep Rockin'?
Let's do it.
All right, so Stay Gold, it's time for us to get our heart racing, our blood pumping, and our brain
functioning.
Getting 10 to Run the Jewels.
They go.
Oh, yeah. I love this band.
Remember how much that bass was just rocking the porta potties?
That bumper shoot?
Yes.
That was amazing.
Yeah.
God, when I hear this now, I kind of want to go on Tuesday.
I got a bad girl.
All right, let's get 10.
You got a couple days till I give it away.
She got a mean pop. I got to lean to the way I want. And I get it like G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D is gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D is gold. I got a good thing with a bad bitch. That's rare, bitch. She don't even like you, ho. She'll walk in the room like damn, bitch. Gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D is gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D, that's gold. I got a bad girl.
She got a bad girl.
With an ass girl. She got a mean bop. I got to lean to the way I walk. And get it like gold. G-O-L-D, G-O-L-D is gold.
I'm convinced we could write a hip-hop song.
Better than Egg White to Espresso?
No. That's our hit.
Yeah, that's number one.
That's right.
I'd say it's gold.
E-G-G-W-H-I-T-E-S, Egg Whites. E-G-G-W-H-I-T-E-S, it's Egg Whites.
I don't do the spelling in the band.
Ted Talks, starring B-Tech Smith.
This Ted Talk, I think I've hit on before, but, you know.
Damn it, Ted, bring something new to the table.
Well, this is just what I had some dealings with in the last week myself.
Uh-oh.
You know, I just want you to do the right thing. And a lot of times, it's not the easy thing. It is far from the comfortable thing. And, hell, sometimes you might even, I don't know, you might have to hurt some feelings in the process.
Mm-hmm.
But do the right thing, have that conversation, and do what's right to you. Take, you know, you can always take advice from people, but at the end of the day, you got to come up with a decision, you got to live with it. So my advice is just do the right thing.
So take that garbage pail and throw it through the window of that pizza store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Light it on fire.
Just like Spike Lee told us to. Do the right thing.
Oh, good call.
Yeah.
I wasn't even getting that reference.
Oh, it's time to riot, man.
Yeah, it is.
That's a good one, man.
I mean, they killed Radio Raheem.
Love and hate.
Yeah. God, man, I haven't watched Do the Right Thing in a while, but I love that movie.
We should have a mega cast viewing party for Do the Right Thing.
No offense, Mega Family, but I have a feeling there's a decent section of the Mega Family that has not seen that movie.
You think?
Yeah.
Wow. I've seen that movie probably five, maybe six times.
Right. But I feel like growing up where we did on the East Coast and stuff, that was a bigger movie. Maybe I'm wrong.
No, you're probably right. Dude, that movie was actually, we watched it in English class one year in high school.
Dope.
Yeah. Oh, that teacher was the best, Mr. C.
Yeah.
He came. I don't know if he was the best or he was just plain lazy. I'm not exactly sure what that had to do with English, watching Do the Right Thing. Like, I don't remember what I walked away from other than I felt like he was just like, I don't really feel like teaching. And here's a good moment for us to open up the dialogue of racism.
Yeah. Maybe he was just doing that.
That could be. Maybe he cared.
Yeah, man. He was teaching you more than English, Steve. Stop, serious, right? He was giving you life lessons.
That's right. And mm-hmm. You know what? They don't give you a life lesson class, so he's got to just take the bull and run with it.
Yeah, he did.
And he did.
I respect you, Mr. C.
Mr. C, you're okay with me.
Now you're rhyming.
I'm a hip-hop artist. Aren't we supposed to?
Ren and Tin.
Have you heard, you know, we never had a chance to talk about this song. Speaking of hip-hop, have you heard the White People Crazy song?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Let me find the information about it. So it made me think of Bill Bellamy, you know, and us in our endeavors that are considered to be white boy fun.
All right. All right.
And so
I like that term now. I've been using it a lot.
We need to do more. I know we got our white boy fun coming up with Burke Kreischer at the Parlor.
By the way,
yes.
Just a quick aside.
No, that's fine.
How do people not know him yet?
Burke Kreischer?
Like, I watched him last night on Leno.
Uh-huh.
Or on Conan. Sorry, not Jesus. That's
wow.
A Freudian slip.
Well, you know, it's just a matter of time before Leno takes that slot, too.
Right? By the way, the best thing Jay Leno has done in years is Ted 2, when he comes out of the bathroom for solicit. I forgot he did that. I watched part of Ted 2 the other night. I was like, you know what, Jay?
Too.
That was funny. But, like, Kreischer was telling the story about the machine and stuff, and, like, I get it. Conan had to, like, kind of introduce who he was, but I was just like, do people really not know Burt by now? I mean, maybe I just take it for granted because of Rogan and stuff. I just assumed everybody knew who he was.
I was talking to somebody who in a locker room about, he's like, hey, any concerts you're going to be going to anytime soon? I'm like, no, I don't really have any concerts coming up, but I'm going to go see Burt Kreischer over at the Parlor. And he's like, is that like an acoustic thing? Or I'm like, no, he's a comic. Oh, like what kind of comic? And I'm like trying to explain it to him. I'm like, dude, just go online. Just search Burt Kreischer, the machine. He just he's posted the most recent version of that story from his Showtime special.
Yeah.
And if you can walk away from that not being a fan, then good on you. I don't understand how that's possible. It's the greatest story known to man. But you're right. It blew me away. Like, I'm like, oh, man, I guess I just assume maybe I'm in a little bubble of Burt, but I just assume everyone knows Burt.
Yeah, I mean, I remember my cousin telling me that story like years ago.
Have you ever seen the... somebody took the, I think the first time he ever really fully shared that story was on Joe Rogan's podcast.
All right.
Somebody took, and I should share it on the Megacast Twitter page. Somebody took that story, like from the actual interview on the podcast, and through some form of creative magic, made a cartoon of it.
Like animated it?
Animated it like as if they were South Park characters.
That's awesome.
It makes the story even better. Like, all of a sudden, you've got, like, this little animated version of Burt and cartoon Russians. And
Robin the Train.
Robin the Train. It's one of the greatest stories. And, I mean, it's, I don't know how long it is on the new Showtime special. It's probably, like, about 5 minutes, 6 minutes long. It's worth every minute.
And I want to say the last time we saw him, he was just about to film that, right?
Yeah, he was practicing. I think our show that we saw was, like, one of his last shows before he taped that special in California.
All right.
And I guess he still, like, I mean, he might tell that story at the Parlor when he comes to town. From what I gather, he only tells it if somebody requests it. And it's almost a matter of time before somebody during the evening is going to yell, "The machine!" He's like, "Oh, you want me to tell the machine story?" And then he goes into it.
Yeah.
It's a great story.
It is. But I can also see from his point, at this point, he wants to be like a legit stand-up comedian, not just one story.
Right. He's got so many other great stories.
His set was awesome before he ever got to the machine thing.
Bro, his Showtime special, we saw pretty much every single joke that he told on the Showtime special. And my wife and I were in bed watching that special, still laughing out loud, cracking up. Like, these stories were that good. He's a phenomenal stand-up comic. And you're right, he shouldn't just be known for just one story. But it's such a great story that it trumps every other story that he has.
Are you and the wife in the bed with, like, your heads up watching this special?
We were in the middle of sex, actually. That's the only way that we can perform is by watching Burt Kreischer.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, it's just how it is. No, we had the, I think we might have used the little, I don't know, it's not a Craftmatic, but it's like the adjustable bed. I think we had the head up a little bit. Yeah.
I'm very jealous of that.
Oh, it's so nice.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Like just sitting in your bed, because number one, I don't have a TV in my room, bedroom. But like watching TV, like watching a funny special you want to watch with like your wife or a woman like you really like in a comfortable. I'm like, Steve, that sounds pretty nice.
Well, you know, you're more than welcome to join us. It is a big bed.
Yeah,
Lulu's there too.
All right. Do I get a side or the middle? I feel like I got to be in the middle.
Yeah, you and Lulu are in the middle.
Yeah,
because she typically takes the middle, and I know she's very fond of you. So you know,
you're taller, so you'll have to slide down a little bit so you could both rest your heads on my chest.
100%.
You could just go to sleep, guys.
I'd invite our friend Joe, but he's not allowed over because Lulu hates him, so we'll leave it at that. Just because, you know, he listens from time to time.
I know. He asked if he told the story again. No, we've been very nice.
We should, when we come back, we'll tell the story. But first, let's get back to Whiteboard.
All right, but sorry.
No, I found this on YouTube, man, and it's one of those songs where you're just like, how is this even a song? How is this a thing? But it made me just think of you and I. It's just somebody that decided to put together a song about stuff people, white people like. I guess it was based off of some old blog.
Oh yeah, stuff white people like. Yeah. I used to love that blog.
And so somebody turned
it
into.
And it hits home too close.
Well, then this song might hit home. Are you ready for it, Ted?
Yeah. Y'all crazy. White people crazy.
White people crazy. Crazy.
White people crazy. All white people crazy. Donald Trump, he crazy.
I look at Ted right now. He has his eyes closed, looking down in shame because the whole song is about us.
Right. I'm like, I gotta do more yoga. I like cooking. I like EDM.
And who doesn't love a picnic?
Right. I haven't been on a picnic in a while, but I'm down.
12 cats, 6 dogs, and 10 fish make websites to get rich. Have a weird ass fetish, jump to death from bridges. 15 were pregnant and always on Netflix. White people crazy. White people crazy. White people crazy. All white people crazy. White people, they crazy.
If we ever do the white boy fun, a TV show, this should be our theme.
Yeah.
All right, when the mega gets back, we're going to finally get to the bottom of it, and that is, why does my dog Lulu hate our friend, the mayor, Joe?
Oh, wow. This is heavy and hard. Just how I like my men. Ha. Ha. The mega cast will return.
These days, every time you log into Facebook, all you see are posts ranting about politics. Pro-Trump people, anti-Trump people, people who get their news from legitimate sources, and people who rip headlines from websites in Bolivia. You just wish you could make them go away. If that's you, there's a function on your laptop, tablet, or smartphone you may have simply overlooked. It's called the off switch. It's amazing how quickly all those hate-filled Facebook posts disappear with just one click of the off switch. And as a bonus, you won't have to look at somebody's half-eaten plate of eggplant parmesan. It's a win-win for everybody. So next time you're fed up with Facebook politics, try the off switch. Remember, don't be a hate glutton. Just hit the off button. No? Oh, okay. Sorry. The off switch for your Facebook friends who are unable to read something on the internet and get on with their lives.
Warning, off switch does not work on spouses, bosses, protesters, or telemarketers.
You are going to need a lot of booze to drink me away. The megacast is back.
I can't drink you away. I've tried Jack, I've tried Jim, I've tried.
Oh, man. I think I've become more of a fan of JT than you now.
Yeah.
I love his new stuff.
Yeah. I gotta get a night back into him.
Well, I mean, we could have had that night at my place. I had Justin Timberlake on vinyl when we had our big slumber party.
Oh, yeah.
But things got weird.
Things got weird quick.
Very quick. And we've never talked about it. We've been holding this for about a month. It hasn't come up, I think, just because we forgot.
Yeah.
Because then Christmas happened and life happened.
Matt Cross came in.
Yeah, Matt Cross came in, just dominated.
He did. Oh, by the way.
Yes.
I had somebody call, one of my cousins called me and said, hey, man, I honestly, as soon as, it wasn't my cousin, it might have been somebody else, but they were just like, as soon as I heard professional, you know, independent wrestler, I almost turned it off. And they're like, I listened to the whole thing. That was awesome.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I love hearing that.
And I said, dude, trust me. I'm in the same boat. Like, I honestly didn't know who the guy was.
Right.
Steve was excited about it. I go, and then 10 minutes into it, you're just like, holy cow, this guy's awesome.
Yeah, I remember we were like, before, when I figured out that I could have him on because he was coming to town for the Defy Wrestling's inaugural event, I was like, well, that'd be great to have him on the Megacast. And all I thought was, well, it'd be funny because Ted's got an awesome beard and Matt Cross has got an awesome beard.
Yeah.
In my head, somehow that was going to be a 15-minute interview about beards.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
So I was like, you know, I don't want to just have Ted come in high and dry. So I was like, I found a bunch of videos and things to send to Ted that way. Hey, just to get familiar with what he's like, his style. He's very exciting in the ring. He's a cool guy. But it's still in the back of my head. I thought, all right, we'll do one break. I don't want it to be, I understand, I'm fully understand. I'm always that guy that's self-aware that not everyone loves wrestling.
But right.
Once we got into it, I was just like, this is awesome. Like, this is.
It was unbelievable.
Like, even if I'm not a wrestling fan, I would be interested to hear what this guy has to say. He's just, there's a certain aura about Matt Cross that's just phenomenal.
Yeah. You want to hang out with him. You want to chat with him.
Yeah. And yeah. If he wasn't straight edge, you'd want to drink with him.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, he's just, and honestly, dude, that night when I hung out with him at the Defy Wrestling, just the way he interacted with everybody there, like, the guy is just a class act. Like, there was, everything you heard on the podcast was zero pretension. It was awesome. It was great. Yeah, so.
Now we're talking about the guy. By the way, here's $20 for that shirt, Steve.
Oh, thank you, my man.
Yeah.
Speaking of which.
Doing my part, Matt. Get some Subway.
That's right. We gave you $40 of our hard-earned money.
Yeah.
He put up, and I'll have to share it on the Megacast Twitter page at some point. I think it would be fun. And if you don't do it, that's fine, obviously. But Mega Family, if you got an extra couple bucks, like we talked with him, the bread and butter for him is t-shirt sales.
Right.
He's still a starving independent wrestler. Like, it's not like as if he's rolling in the dough. Lucha Underground pays, but it's not like you're not going to be able to retire on Lucha Underground money.
No. And he's traveling and stuff.
All the time. I mean, just and from what I heard, I read somewhere that like Cody Rhodes on average makes about $2,000 to make an appearance at a wrestling event, like to wrestle.
All right.
So Matt is not at Cody level as far as name recognition, still at a high level, but you got to imagine the guy is busting his ass, hurting himself throughout the country and the world just to get by and pay his bills for what he loves to do. He just recently put up a post office box address and said, hey, feel free to, he's like, I don't know, this seems weird, but I'm going to give it a shot. If anyone wants to send me random stuff, it'd be kind of fun to get stuff in the mail. And he put up the post office box and he says, yeah, I love Subway gift cards. I think it would be cool if the Mega Family united and we just started sending him Subway gift cards and make sure that you put in there, hey, love you on the Megacast.
Yeah, I'm in.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's like $5, $10, whatever. I mean, do more than $5. I mean, it'd be weird if he shows up with a gift card to Subway and they're like, well, that covered your drink.
Right? So you want a 6-incher.
Right. Or, sir, you could get a bag of chips with what you just gave me. Yeah, give him $5, $10, whatever you got. Send it his way. Write him a note. I think he'd get a kick out of that.
Yeah. And the guy, he is physically, like, big.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, his arms are ripped and everything. So, I mean, I just assume he must be intaking thousands of calories a day.
He eats every 2 hours, he said.
Yeah.
Now,
because he's a bodybuilder too.
I'm starting, after that interview, I decided, you know what? I'm going to do the same thing. So I've been eating every 2 hours.
Nice.
But I haven't done any of the other stuff. So it's not really working out for me.
Yeah. I think on Sundays I eat every 2 hours.
Oh, man. I would love to have that kind of lifestyle, but I don't like the idea of having to work out like for 3 hours also. And,
right.
And risk breaking my neck every night in a wrestling ring.
Well, that's the thing, right? Like, number one, he's not putting in bad calories. And number two is, right, he's lifting his ass off.
Right, right.
That's why I'm making a joke. Like, on Sundays, I'm usually just, man, I wasn't even hungover last Sunday. I was just being a fat bastard eating a lot.
It's like The Rock, when you see, like, what he eats.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I would love to do what he's doing. But he's also working out 6 hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. That's what's funny.
So let's get into this. during the holiday season, we're hanging out at my house. We do our annual slumber party, which is basically Ted, myself, one of our other, Shawnee in the past came, and we just hang out, and we don't go anywhere, and we just get weird. We just get wasted.
So Shawnee couldn't go.
Right. We get white people crazy.
Right. So it was just me and Steve, and then he's met Joe plenty of times. And then
great
it was,
guy.
Right. So it was like, hey, you want to invite, I was like, yeah, could, you know, like, could we invite Joe? Like, sure. And I was like, perfect. That way, I'll be out of your hair the next day. The next day is your anniversary, by the way.
Right.
So it's like, I'll be out of your hair. I'll drive home with Joe. We're good to go.
Yeah. I just thought about another part of the night, too.
Yeah. So I go to meet Joe after work on Friday, right? And Joe, they had had his office Christmas party. He's already feeling no pain.
Right.
But the thing with Joe is, though, like, I've hung out with him a bunch, but it's hard to tell sometimes. So he seemed a little squirrely, a little sassy, but I was like, eh, he's all right.
Yeah.
Then we get to Steve's house. I, of course, brought a bunch of light beer.
Yep.
Joe opts for a 12er of, like, IPA.
High alcohol content IPAs.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
And he is crushing those things.
Like, we are drinking Coors Lights and MGDs or Millers. And,
right.
And he's drinking on pace with us, but with higher alcohol content.
Correct. Yes. And he's already way ahead of us.
Right.
Like, I don't know if you even had a beer before I got there.
No. I was like, I'm going to wait until these guys get here to start partying.
Yeah.
Clearly, Joe did not.
Right. So we get there. Now, Joe has a doodle.
Is it a labradoodle?
It's a doodle. Yeah, it's a lab and a poodle. A poodle, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought they were just called doodles. Are they labradoodles?
Maybe in the streets, they're called doodles.
Hey, man, look at that doodle. But Baxter's
a fine doodle,
right? But Baxter's a big dog, you know. And Joe is just a big dude.
Yeah,
right. Well, what is Joe? Six?
He's probably like, is he 6'3" as well?
I would say 6'3". Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Steve's dog is much smaller.
7 pounds.
7 pounds, right?
Of pure warrior princess.
Right. So Joe tries to make friends with Lulu, but he's drunk and he's a little aggressive. So every time his like big paw, like, touches her, she's, like, squirming away, and she just doesn't want to deal with them.
And Lulu's the type of dog that, give her 15 minutes. Like, be in the house. At first, she's not really too sure if she likes you. She's very protective.
Yeah.
You know, and we don't have a ton of people over, and that's, you know, on our end, but, so she's not around a ton of people. But once she gets to know you, like Ted, like, the minute you walk in, she's like, Ted!
Yeah.
Because she's already established it, she remembers you, she loves you. But Joe just got there, and he came in super hot.
Came in red hot.
Right. I mean, scolding hot. And so when we're sitting around, Lulu's sitting next to us, and he's like, oh, good puppy. And he's like, I'll give her a massage. And he's like it's almost like he's trying to, like, squeeze her, like, as if she's a giant pimple.
Yeah.
So he, like, kind of squeezes her butt, like, and trying to rub the backside of where the tail is, and she just snaps, like, F you, man.
Yeah, she was out at that point.
And that was it.
Right. But Joe just can't let it go.
No.
And he's like, well, I'm good with dogs. Like, this dog, you're like, and he keeps going, like, you're going to love me.
Yeah, he's getting kind of weird.
Right. And the dog is not feeling it.
You're going to like me.
Yeah. So at one point, and I know, like, neither of us wanted to do this, but Steve finally just went, hey, man, like, you were very couth about it, but you were like, just let it go.
Well, I did say, look, man, she does not like you right now.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that she's not going to like you later.
Right.
But right now, back off.
Right. And it's like dealing with a little kid that, like, won't let it go. And he keeps, like, we're like, stop. Right.
And that's how she is with little kids. She hates little kids because they're like that.
Right.
They keep pushing and pushing. And she's like, leave me the F alone. I'm freaking Lulu the Warrior Princess. I'm going to bite your face off.
Right. Exactly.
But I'm so small, I can't reach it.
Right. And she's so flustered at this point. Like, I'm not even messing with her.
Right.
Like, the little dog just has no idea what's going on.
Like, she was, like, attached to my hip then. She's just like, man, I only trust you right now. This is getting weird. Who is this guy? Why do you have him here? Why is he bothering me?
Yeah. So then I think maybe the greatest irony of all night is,
oh, this is great. Fast forward several hours.
Right. You fast forward several hours. Joe falls asleep on the couch, and then she curls up next to him.
Yes. It's like a movie, man.
Yeah.
We're on the couch. We're listening to some tunes, hanging out in the living room. Ted and I are still like, we still want to keep partying. Joe obviously has run out of steam because he started a lot earlier than us.
And I will say, to his credit, when I moved him, he was like, all right.
Yeah, we finally were like, get him out. But he passes out on the couch while we're there. Lulu jumps on the couch the minute he closes his eyes. Almost like the ultimate F you. I'm going to give you what you want, but you're not going to remember it.
Yeah, exactly.
And curls up next to him like as if that is her father.
Right.
Like, I mean, and cuddles hard on him. And Ted and I are dying.
Right. So, as I say, at one point, he kind of wakes up a little bit. She runs off because he tries to pet her.
Yeah.
That's why I was just like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, just sit there. Do nothing. You know, like.
That's when we sent him to bed.
Yeah.
Joe, it's time for you to go to bed.
Yeah.
Then the next morning comes around.
Oh, yeah. And he gets up and takes off.
He's Ted's Lyft home.
Right.
We get up. It wasn't even like we had a late night. Ted and I were up until probably 4, maybe 5 a.m.
Yeah.
But we didn't get up late. We got up maybe 9:30, 10 o'clock.
I was gonna say, like 9:30 at the latest, it seemed like.
Right. And Ted was staying in the guest room. Joe was downstairs on the couch. Ted and I, just miraculously, you know, we're on the same clock, you know, doing a mega family,
yeah,
mega
exactly.
cast. We cycle.
We synced up, dude.
Yeah, big time. And
big time.
We walk down the stairs like it's Christmas morning.
Yeah. And keep in mind, like, we're busting Joe's chops, but we love Joe.
Oh, absolutely.
So, like, I bounce downstairs ready to start just giving it to him. Like, oh, what's up, dog father?
Right. I'm holding Lulu like I'm going to, hey, remember her?
Yeah.
And he's gone.
He's gone.
And like we made him we set up some sheets for him on the couch. They were just the way that they were. He didn't bother making the bed, quote unquote. He just literally got up probably off of the couch, grabbed his ass, and left.
Yes.
It was the funniest thing ever.
Right. So then I called him and he goes, I thought Steve was bringing you back to Seattle. And I was like, dude, we talked about that 2 weeks ago. Like, I drove you down there and said multiple times, well, I don't mind driving. You got to drive home tomorrow when I'm hungover.
Right. And we even had the conversation earlier in the night talking about how, all right, well, blah, blah, blah. When you get up, then you can go this way and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was great.
I'll say to his credit, he did come back and grab me.
He did. And
yeah.
And to Lulu's credit, she still hates him. Just kidding.
Yeah, but that was insane.
Oh, I was dying, dude. It was so funny.
Right.
Like,
and I get it.
The whole night became Joe versus Lulu.
Right, because it was like every time we'd settle into a nice, like, all right, we're listening to music, we're laughing and joking. It was like a little kid. He just couldn't help it.
Right.
And he'd start messing with it, like, just leave the dog alone.
It was like he forgot everything that was leading up to that moment. We're like, we finally got a groove going. Lulu's chilling with us. Don't touch her.
Yeah. And I get
she
it.
She hates you.
Right? And I get it, man. Like, I love dogs, too. But there's sometimes you meet a dog that's just, you know, just not used to people. You got to let them be, you know?
It's so great, dude.
Plus, I just wanted to be like, that is not Baxter. Like,
no.
That dog is 7 pounds.
She's like a third of the size of Baxter.
Probably smaller. Like, you got to be careful how you handle a little tiny dog.
Well, somebody sent me this, and I wanted to share it before I forget. Last week we talked, and that's why they sent it and said, oh, I love the fact that you guys played that with it. Migos or Migos.
Oh, Bad and Bougie?
This song, if you remember correctly.
Raindrop, drop top, smoking, no cooking, the hot pot.
And we were talking about how, what the hell is he rapping about?
Yeah,
crock pot.
Well, I know he's talking about cooking drugs right there, the crock pot.
Oh, I thought actually he was just making a nice stew.
No, man.
So he's the bad of the bad and bougie?
Bougie? I don't know. I don't know if they're saying they're bad and bougie or if they're talking about bad and bougie chicks cooking up.
Have we ever established what bougie is?
I mean, I always use like somebody's being fancy.
Oh.
You know, like, oh, look how bougie that person is.
I did not even know the word until Migos or Migos.
Oh, really?
No.
Oh, like, yeah. Like my buddy Aaron, we used, like, when he was out here visiting.
So he's like bad and fancy.
Yeah, we were eating like top pot donuts and drinking espressos and drinking
that's very bougie.
Mimosas. And he was like, look how bougie we are.
Well, somebody sent this link. Migos was on a rap station, I think, in New York or L.A. I can't remember. But whoever was doing the show said, hey, if we play the backing track, can you sing your song, Bad and Bougie, but replace the words with a children's book? So they grabbed like a children's book and had him read the children's book.
All right.
As if he was rapping over the song. And it's so funny because, honestly, I think he could have just done that and people would have still enjoyed the song just as much as they do now.
Yeah.
All right. So here's Migos.
Bad and Bougie, I got to say, does make me feel old.
Why is that?
Because I just don't get it.
Okay. Me neither.
The beat is cool.
And I don't mind some of the verse, like the style, but it just never stops.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, well, at what point are you going to stop doing that style?
That's what I'm saying. I feel really old with
You're
that
right.
song.
You're right. And but there's a lot of people in the world of hip-hop and just the world of pop that say it's like one of the greatest songs.
Yeah, I know.
That confuses me.
Yeah.
But here he is doing his song Bad and Bougie, but instead of using the actual lyrics, he's reading a children's book.
All
it's
right.
great.
Llama, llama, reaper, jumma, restore with his mama. Llama, 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 mama kisses, baby, hair, llama, the mama.
The mama. The mama, the mama, the mama, the mama. The mama, the mama, the mama. Hey.
Mama,
mama, llama, llama, mama.
Hey. Mama,
llama, mama, red pajama.
Yay. Yeah.
Feel alone without his mama.
Hey. Hey.
So stupid.
That
it's awesome.
Awesome.
Makes me like the guy even more.
Yeah, well, there's a couple of them.
It's more. It's not just one Migos?
No, dude, it's like three of them.
Oh, son of a bitch. I thought Ray Schmerer was also a dude. I didn't realize it was drummers something backwards.
Who?
Ray Schmerer.
I don't even know who you're talking about now. God damn it. How did we get so old?
We got old quick, man.
One megacast, we became the oldest guys on the planet.
We were cool once.
Can we play some more of the Justin Timberlake?
This guy, Ray Schmerer. You don't know Ray Schmerer? Am I saying it right?
Is he white or black?
Oh, it's two dudes. That's the thing. I thought it was just one person named Ray. And then I try and find out. I'm trying to find the song.
This is like Leonard Skinner. That's a very old reference because I'm an old person.
Drummer's ear backwards.
Ray Schremer?
Yeah, he does the Black Beatles song.
Black Beatles in the city, be back immediately.
Oh yeah.
And he also does this one.
Ask it. Yeah, I know.
Throw some mo. See, we're still cool.
I gotta get back in that bus with you DJing.
Yeah, but I thought this whole time there was an actual guy, and he was a hip-hop artist named Ray Schremer.
But it's two dudes.
It's two dudes, and it's a band name, and it's drummer's ear backwards.
Huh.
Right?
All right.
So now my mind's blown about Migos. I thought it was one dude.
Now it's three of them.
Oh, we should take a break.
And what happened to the fat rappers? Ain't no more fat rappers.
No, now they're all super skinny.
Yeah.
They're malnourished.
Yeah. Just, can we get one fat rapper?
You and I.
Fat rappers?
We'll spell it backwards, though.
I don't know how to do that.
Fat rappers. All right, so we're
Shrepper Taff.
Shrepper Taff.
Shrepper Taff.
Yeah.
Or Taff Shreppers.
Let's be Taff Shreppers.
Taff Shrepper.
Taff Shrepper.
That's all right. That's the name of our new hip hop group. Taff Shrepper.
Egg whites and espresso.
E G G W H I T E. Egg what? I don't know what I'm doing.
God,
why don't we take
damn.
A break? When we come back, we're gonna.
happened to us?
I don't know. You know, we gotta now take our Metamucil.
Yeah.
We get out
our pill bottles and.
Yep.
Yeah.
And put on our smoker's jackets.
Mm-hmm.
And the Megacast will return.
Yep.
They are riding high and riding low. Mostly high. Ha. Ha. Get it? The Megacast will be back.
Riding high, getting low. Riding high, getting low. Doing wrong. And I get lost in your love. I get lost in your love and it's wrong. All I need is luck. Just look from your eyes and I can't hold you. Take it back the way we was. Take it right back the way we was. Now. Whoa, whoa.
I didn't like who I was becoming.
I couldn't make myself stop.
I'd sneak out at work or sneak away from my family on weekends.
and eat an entire block of cheddar or a wedge of Gouda.
At least that's how it started.
But before you know it, you've hit rock bottom.
And find yourself in the back seat of a stranger's car.
Turning tricks for a couple of individually wrapped Kraft singles.
They're not even real cheese, just a processed cheese food.
And that's when you know that you need help.
At Cheezanon, we recognize that cheese addiction is real.
Hi, my name is Rod, and I haven't pooped in about a week.
And we will be there when you need help.
Just bend over the sink. Cheese took my life away, but it's not going to get yours.
Cheezanon, helping you fight cheese one day at a time.
Like this is about to get heavy. Why? Because it's Slayer. And Slayer is heavy. The Megacast is back.
Well, welcome back to the Taff Schrepper Show.
Yeah. During the break, we got really hip.
Yeah, we're cool again.
Yeah, man. Don't worry. We're cool again.
I know you guys were worried, and I know you even doubted coming back because we are the beacon of coolness.
Yep. We're back.
We're back. We're good.
Title's back.
Yep.
We're good to go.
Yep. We're dope.
Our favorite song is definitely the Migos song.
Yep. All three of them.
Yep.
Yep, we like Ray Schremer.
Yeah, just like those two dudes from the Black Beatles.
Yep, drummer's ear.
Yep.
We're down.
Mm-hmm.
So don't worry, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
We're good.
Still the coolest dude you know.
Definitely. And we're definitely not unfunny politicians.
No.
I found a couple things in
the
news.
We definitely don't eat carrots and hummus.
No, definitely not.
Nope.
Nope. Don't do yoga.
Nope.
Nope. We don't like picnics.
Certainly not.
Nope. We would never spray each other with champagne after a major league soccer team wins a championship.
Nope.
We wouldn't even like soccer.
Nope. We're not going to meditate.
Nope.
None of that stuff. We're being cool again.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm drinking a 40 right now.
No, I'm drinking syrup.
Yeah.
I love this, though.
Can you imagine that? What the hell happened on that Megacast? What do you mean, boss? You were drinking malt liquor and Steve was drinking... Am I right on this? Syrup?
Purple drank, boss.
Right.
Why are you guys wearing grills?
Right. Did you see that picture from my birthday party? I broke mine out.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I saw that somebody posted the video, though, Marilyn Monroe.
Oh, I know. Everybody's like, oh, I found it. Like, oh, thank God.
I know. I saw that. People were like, hey, check it out. I found it. At first, I was like, oh, Rev, you posted that? And I realized, oh, it wasn't Rev that posted it. It was somebody else.
Yeah.
Was it Marilyn Monroe that posted it?
Yeah. And then after I told the story, other people went and started finding it. Yeah.
Have you heard from her?
Yeah. She went, you know, she's like...
Is she upset with you?
No. She's okay, like, hey, whose birthday's next? We can offer you a deal on another one.
Can we have her perform at like a... If we ever do a listener party... Oh, we should have Marilyn Monroe at our next... Like, I think we're talking about doing something at Virtual Sports in March.
Oh, 100%.
We should have Marilyn Monroe be the featured attraction.
It's not a terrible idea.
And hopefully one of the... Somebody in the Mega family is having a birthday around that time, and we'll make it their birthday party.
Yeah, 100%.
All right, we'll recreate it and everything. That person has to grow a beard and shave their head... And be cool.
Right.
Right.
Put a Christmas tree in there.
Yes. We're going to recreate the scene.
You'll be playing Ted Smith. Cool. Third break. Cool, Ted Smith.
Right. Not second break, Ted Smith.
Yeah. Not old man Ted Smith.
No,
like
no.
Grills in Ted Smith.
That's right. Did you see Bill Maher? You know, Bill Maher has been going off about Trump and the awful things that he says, like the grab him by the P word.
Yeah.
Did you see Jenna Jameson's tweet?
No.
Oh, man. She just shut Bill Maher down. She's just like, blah, blah, blah. It's funny how you're railing against Donald Trump. I remembered several parties that are at where you were basically doing what he said. I was like, oh.
You know, she's like Jewish now.
Is she?
I know. Somebody said that to me last weekend, and I was like, what? And they're like, yeah, she converted to Judaism. And I was like,
it's because, like, did she marry somebody who's Jewish?
Yeah.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah, I know. That just, I don't know. That one just kind of threw me off. Like,
I mean, hopefully it's all kosher down there now. Hey.
This is a weird time to bring up the great qualities of kosher salt. Seriously.
What's so great about them?
Just like if you have like any kind of meat, even just poultry, mm-hmm. and you just rub it down with kosher salt and like brine it overnight, like I'm telling you, that bird's going to come out a lot better. It's just great to cook with.
I'm going back to second break.
I know. I'm going back to old man Ted.
All right. Let's talk about Kellyanne Conway. Some of you, and look, we're not going to go into a big thing about Trump. Don't worry. But she has been named Donald Trump's campaign manager. And
she's always been the campaign manager. What is her post now?
Oh, I don't. She's just kind of down with Trump.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, somebody found video of her doing stand-up at a charity fundraiser back in 1998.
All right.
I love these things because it's always fun to watch anybody crash and burn when they're trying to be funny. As a man who's crashed and burned many times trying to be funny on the radio, I find great humor in seeing other people fail at it as well.
Yeah, and when you're a band and you're bad, it's one thing. But there's still other people and you're making noise.
Right.
Crash and burning and not getting laughs on stand-up is a very unique, humiliating experience.
It's truly the when people say you're alone on an island, that is the ultimate feeling of being alone on an island. So she apparently tried to be funny, and let's just say she was not. And it was at some kind of an event called DC's Funniest Celebrity. Clearly, they forgot to invite the Ted Smith.
Oh, yeah. I participated in the Baltimore one once.
Oh, okay. So DC was not in your world?
Not yet.
Okay.
I grew up there, but...
Well, here's Kellyanne Conway doing a stand-up routine back in 1988.
Before I get started, I'll tell you the funniest thing happened to me today.
1998. My bad. That would make her, like, really, really young. I think she would have been like... My Little Pony. Crazy, huh?
Hey, you guys hear about this pony?
What's the deal with My Little Pony? How can it be everybody's little pony if it's called My Little Pony?
It's bigger than my brother's G.I. Joe's. How is it little?
She doesn't talk like that. I sound like just a creep.
No, I sound just like her.
You do. You sound like a young woman.
Thank you. Here she is, 1998.
Before I get started, I want to tell you the funniest thing happened to me today. You know when you have one of those days where not one but two things that never ever happens to you? I'm walking down the street, I look up, and I see Haley's Comet. I get back to the office, and I'm accurately quoted in a Ralph Hello article.
All right, that seems to be some kind of inside joke.
One guy got it.
Yeah, a couple people laughed.
It was one of those days. But you know, everybody's wondering about my leg. It's the first thing they ask. Kellyanne, what happened to your leg? I'm like, well, everybody heard I was going to be in this comedy show. And they're like, break a leg. So I did. And you think blondes are dumb.
Oof. All right.
What's the one difference between a pundit and Ally McBeal?
What's it going to be?
And also, I gotta ask, why does it sound like it's being shot on like 33mm film? Right?
That sounds like, remember in the movie, the TV show Lost, like when they found like the film.
And that's what I'm saying, man. Like, it was 98. Like, I mean, sorry, we were both, you know, you were in college, I was in high school, like, there was more technology than what it sounds like this was filmed on.
Right. Where's the microphone? In freaking Virginia?
Yeah.
Ally McBeal's on a major network. I'm not just a pundit, though, and I'm hardly a pundit, but I am a pollster. I run this place called The Polling Company right down the street, a block away. And the people whose salaries I pay volunteered to come tonight, I'm sure. Yeah. new survey's out.
Had she done this before?
I don't think so.
All right.
It's one of those moments where everyone thinks they can do stand-up comedy, and this is a great example of, no, you actually have to put a lot of time and effort and energy into it.
I mean, I can't see her, but I feel her feeling anxious and nervous.
You can hear the shaking in her voice.
Right, and the crowds feed on that.
Yeah.
Like, I've watched people in open mics where it's like, there's five people there, and this dude's going off like he's in an arena. You know what I mean? It's like, mm-hmm. right, that guy gives the same performance every night. That's why he's good.
The part that's crazy is that she's not in an open mic with people that she doesn't know. She's telling these jokes in front of people who apparently she signs the checks for their employment.
Right.
And they're not laughing.
Yeah. God.
It's not ours, but I wish it were. Because a new survey says that 70% of men think about sex all of the time. The other 30% are lying.
I mean, that's kind of funny. I just feel like everybody made that joke.
Right. That's just a comment that somebody would say if you're having a conversation. But I just like, Oh, boy.
Yeah, that sounds awkward.
Like I said, they all got fired after that performance.
Yeah. Did you hear the exchange with Al Franken and Rick Perry?
No.
So, Rick Perry, he's going to be the head of, Jesus Christ, now I'm forgetting. What is it? The EPA.
Okay.
Al Franken says to him to open the hearing, he just says, hey, like, you've met me here, like, something like, I hope, you know, I hope it goes as well in here, you know, like, I hope it goes well here or something. And Rick Perry just says, I hope you're, you know, like, it was great to meet you earlier, like, I hope you're as nice to me in here as you were to me on your couch. And there's, like, a pause, and then everybody kind of starts laughing, and he's like, that came out wrong, it's not what I meant. And Al Franken says, like, one little funny thing back, and then Rick Perry even just goes, oh, that's going to end up on SNL.
Did you enjoy meeting me? I hope you were as much fun on that dais as you were on your couch.
Well.
May I rephrase that, sir?
Please. 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 Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
Well, I think we found our Saturday Night Live soundbite.
That's awesome.
You know, especially in this time, everything's so tense. Like, I just like the self-recognition Rick Perry had there.
Oh, you have to.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just like, you're right. Everyone's just so sensitive. It's nice to have someone that's like, I'm aware that this is funny and that will be made fun of.
And they know they're about to go to battle with each other about the confirmation and this and that. But I don't know. That one I really liked.
Well, I think, do we have time? Oh, we got 13 seconds.
Yeah. And I got to be honest with you. I've never seen Willy Wonka.
You've never seen the movie Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory?
No.
Oh, my gosh. So everything, this entire clip of audio would not be entertaining at all for you.
Yeah, I should have told you during the break. I just didn't have the heart.
I was wondering. I'm like, wow, Ted's not even like vibing with what I'm saying. I'm like, wow, I found all this funny audio of Michael Bolton singing honest versions of Willy Wonka songs. And they're like bitingly funny. And I'm telling Ted the story. And I'm like, oh, yeah, at one point he makes fun of the Oompa Loompas. He even goofs on the Candyman song. He even makes fun of the Pure Imagination song. And Ted's like, oh, yeah. I'm like, huh, maybe when I play it for him, he'll find it entertaining. I'm glad I didn't.
I mean, I had to look up what an Oompa Loompa was after watching Jackass and seeing Wee Man dressed up as one.
Yeah, it's just like a short-looking version of Donald Trump.
I thought he was just a little orange guy. I didn't realize there was like a whole thing behind it.
Oh, they got a song. Oompa.
Right, Loompa.
Doopity-doo. I've got another puzzle for you.
Oh, all right.
What? I don't know the rest of it, man.
Yeah. So I haven't seen that movie, Steve.
Well, you know what, Ted? Why don't we just get 10 and get the F out of here?
There go.
All right, old Ted. This is old Steve.
Yeah, when I see them in concert on a Tuesday night, going out when I want, I'll be back, Steve.
I wish people were in the room right now. Ted's flexing at me, like throwing his chest out, like,
pointing.
That's right.
Yeah, man, I'll be back, son.
I'll be young again.
Right? Never forget, Ted Smith.
Let's get 10 Mega Family.
Oh, man. I got a good thing with a bad bitch. That's rare, bitch. She don't even like you. She walk in the room like, go.
Kind of hurt my back going down.
I just wanted to say it's good that your back doesn't hurt anymore.
It felt weird.
God, weird. Old cast.
Oh.
I got a good thing with a bad bitch. That's rare.
You know, maybe we won't make it to next week.
Yeah. Thanks for everybody that ever listened.
We appreciate you.
Shout out.
Follow us on Twitter. Whatever that is.
Right.
At the Megacast.